and 5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/discount for more information.
The flagship station for Clemson football. We are the Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I was talking to a friend yesterday, and I got disappointed in him. He said, man, I wanted to call you and tell you that we went down to Katichi last week, and I said, how was it? He goes, fantastic. I said, how's the range? Fantastic. How's the putting green? Fantastic. Chipping green? Great. Staff was great. Everybody treated him great. Man, the golf course, fairways were great. Fantastic. It's awesome. Green's awesome. Had a great time. Views, this is the first time down. Fairways, like I told you, yeah. The vistas, like I told you, wildlife, yeah, everything was great. Everything he said it was going to be. I said, what'd y'all get for lunch, for dinner? Did you do the lunch or did you do the carry out, the take home, take and bake? He goes, oh, we didn't do that. I was like, oh my goodness, man, I told you, you can't go down there without getting great food. So I'm disappointed. So, but I did talk him into going back again. They're packed. People are loving it. The food, the views, the vistas, the golf, everything. You're going to love Katichi. What a great piece of property, man. Beautiful rolling hills in northeast Georgia. Short drive from the upstate. Another thing, you just don't realize how close we are. It's a one good conversation drive. You know, you know what it is, John Height? It's a, who was a better Pittsburgh, who had the best arm in right field for Pittsburgh Pirates? Dave Parker, the Cobra, or Roberto Clemente? You can argue that. By the time you argue it, you're there if you're coming from here. That's it. A buddy of mine just told me years ago, I said, how far of a drive it is? He goes, 2 beers. I was like, what? You can't be drinking and driving. He goes, yeah, it's a 2-beer drive. I was like, what? And,
It's a two-Pepsi drive.
Who has the best arm? You have that conversation. Next thing you know, you're there. Go by and see him. Katichi, CATEECHEE.com. Just awesome people over there, too. Really love this guy. All right. Barrett Carter's going to commit to Clemson tonight, we think, over Georgia and Auburn and Florida State. We'll tell you more about him later on. Kari G committed to LSU. Clemson was his other favorite, or his other finalist. We'll tell you about that coming up. Furman drops baseball. We'll get into that in this hour. East Carolina's going to drop a sport, it looks like. Getting to that a little bit later on this hour. New York, Cal, and California and Texas are going to allow pro sports to return without fans. We'll tell you about that. The USGA has dropped several of their championships this year and dropped all qualifiers and all exempt year. And the USGA, I'll tell you what that means. Ole Miss and Southern Cal playing in 2025. I'll tell you what that means. I have some thoughts about this ACC Medical Advisory Group, thoughts about The Last Dance, thoughts about fans at games, all that coming up. But I want to do this at 7:05, as we kind of promised. John, I sent you some information a while ago that I want to be careful about this. What I have been told and what I have read now is that Clemson is making plans, and this is not a major surprise, but at least it is concrete for the first time that we're seeing it and hearing it and hearing people talk about it. Off the record, but are off the you know, anonymously talking about it, but plans are in place to bring players back. They are making their safety plans now. They're informing players, staff members of dates now. And in a few weeks, by the way, I don't want to get into specifics of too much of it, but they're how they're going to go about social distancing, how they're going about working out, how they're going to get about testing, where they're entering buildings, how they're signing in, who they're going to be living with, how they're living, when they're moving in, when they're moving out, how they're going to quarantine, What the locker room looks like, what the practice field looks like. Like I said, weight room, nutrition stuff, how you're going to eat, all this kind of things, and when all this starts. Those plans have been in place now, or those plans have been developing now for the last several weeks as Dan Rader, Coach Graham Neff, and the fine staff and football staff all get together on this. But I can just tell you that what we found out from talking to and from reading yesterday for someone is that this is what they think is going to happen, and it's going to be here the next few weeks. That players, coaches, all being brought back and being informed up front of what it's going to look like. And so they're having those conversations now. John, is that that might be the safest way without getting in too much detail, too much trouble, because I don't want to get all that out there. But they are right. Clemson is moving. They've got these plans in place. Their players and coaches and staff are being told and given these documents on what it looks like and how they're going to go about this. Have you seen any better news since March the 13th?
In regards to Clemson football, no.
Great. Exactly. And is there anything else on earth? No. No.
Well, I mean, you know, if we're power ranking things here, which, you know, we used to do that for people who forget. Power ranking used to be a thing. We will bring them back in the fall. If I'm power ranking things that are positive, it's in top three power rankings for sure.
My apprehension for coming out and saying when they're coming back and what they're going to be doing is because this is what the plans are, and I will tell you that I don't know what has been approved, what hadn't been approved, what is finalized, what hadn't been finalized. And I think that's just from talking to folks. I don't think anything is written in stone that this is for sure. That, but because, again, it's a fluid situation. If we have a major breakout here, then, and I want to be careful. You know, I'm always careful about reporting stuff. But the key here is, and the news here is that the conversations, the documents that are being divvied out, the conversation among coaches, players, staff, support staff members is you've got a date to come back, you've got a date to move in, you've got a date to work out, you've got a date to quarantine and to get physicals, you've got a date to get all the stuff, and here's the policies that you're going to be required to do. Here are the steps we're taking forward with it, and this is the implementation, the plan is to implement this in the next few weeks. And again, I say next few weeks because I want to be a little bit abstract about it, because if they have to move it back or move it up, I don't want to, you know, get ourselves, paint ourselves in that. But the point here is that the big picture is that these plans are in place.
And as everything in COVID-19, it's all fluid.
Yes. Yes. So your thoughts on what I sent you and what we've talked about off the air a little bit.
Optimism. Yeah. Optimism. That's the one word I can really give to this. It's positive. It's a step in the right direction. And, you know, we get calls, you hear people all the time talking about, what are they even doing over there? What have they been doing? Putting stuff like this together. We've been working extremely hard to try to make this thing happen. The hats off to those people. You know, like you said, Dan Radakovich, Grand Neff, and all the fine people over there for tirelessly working to hopefully give us back football in the fall.
I was exchanging texts yesterday with a longtime friend who deals with the college football playoffs, who deals with athletic directors across the country, and who is now dealing with the government, the national government, actually, Homeland Security and the CDC and these people about this type of stuff. And I was told that there are a group of schools, a group of athletic directors that will play football this year, and they don't care if what the rest of the country does or not. They're going to play. Now, all that, again, is guarded, because if we have a major turn, I think I have to preface it by saying that, even though I shouldn't, because we know the nature of this thing. But the point is that there's a group of schools that are playing football this year, that know they're playing football this year, and they would have to have a major turn of events for them not to play football this year. I think that's great news. On the other side of it, and John, I'll share that with you off the air here in a minute, but that number is higher than what I was told. But anyway, that's concrete that he's talked to these kind of schools. With that said, I talked to another source yesterday that is pretty convinced that you will see either for the first part of the season or maybe the entire season, either no fans or a limited number of fans in the stands. So I hate to be vague about that as well, but again, it's so fluid. But so either no fans or limited fans for either the first part of the season or for maybe the entire season.
Right, and it's goes back to my constant point here of it's May 19th.
Yeah.
Things are changing. You know, there's hope.
After you and I, what we talked about off the air and what you read off the air now, what I've sent you is pretty doggone encouraging. It's the first of the concrete. And we knew this stuff. I told you, we talked about this. I've talked to people who said, yeah, this is what we're working on. So we're working on. So we're working on. But to see it come to, you know, this close to it now. I mean, we're talking about a couple of weeks. And I told you that I've got an SEC friend of mine who works in the SEC athletic department that said, our plan right now is June 1st, our players will be back. That's what our staff is planning on right now. They're going to be back in here on June the 1st. And so to hearing those dates, because here's one thing we always talk about. Now. Yes, May 19th. We're talking about September. Dude, it's May 19th. We're talking about June 1st. June 1st, that's right around the corner. One thing I've not talked to or no one I've talked to, and I should try to do more of this now, is let's get some strength and conditioning guys on the show. Let's get Joey Batson or someone in the show to talk about what they need. We asked Dan Radakovich that on the show a few weeks ago. What is their strength and conditioning people telling you about how far they need? And I think he said basically 5 weeks of that. So, you know, and what that looks like is going to be important. I talked to a Clemson football coach this weekend who said, really, he and he's guarded anyway. He said, like, I don't know what to tell you because I just don't know. We just don't know. But we're making plans. You know, we're meeting every single day. We're going on about our business every single day. But he also knows that all this is out of their hands. And so Dabo can be optimistic and the staff can be optimistic. At the same time, they know that they don't make the final say in all of this. So there's people who will have to sign off on all that. Now, I say that to say this too, John. I'm a little bit worried about the powers to the powers to be at this thing. And this is another one at first glance you'd feel pretty good about, but I don't. At first glance, you'd say, well, what a good idea. The Atlantic Coast Conference has announced its COVID-19 medical advisory group that includes one representative from each of the 15 institutions. There's only 14 in football. The medical advisory group's charge is to provide timely updates on the status of and forecast for COVID-19 impacts on the higher education community. Its advice will assist in the league's discussions surrounding the return to play. John Swafford said yesterday, quote, and you know, I love these these prepared statements, whatever, but the institutions of the Atlantic Coast Conference have long been leaders in the medical field and include many of the leading medical experts in the country, which is a tremendous asset for the conference and all members. One of the great things you gain from being in this conference with a culture like ours is the opportunity to share best practices, and medical advisory group is an example of that. The group meets weekly and will assist our presidents and athletic directors on the best protocols and procedures for returning to athletics as part of the institution's plans. Each school has someone on it. I can go down that. I can tell you at Clemson, it is Dr. Bailey Nevels, coordinator of physical health services for student athletes. Again, there's somebody from every single group, every single school on here. Anyway, on the surface, I like this. You know what? You've got a group that's an advisory group. I like it. I'm hoping that it is an advisory group and not a decision-making group. We've seen that before, and I'm hoping that it's a group that won't overstate or over-legislate. Just be on the safe side. I worry about big organizations and academia doing that anyway. With that said, hopefully this group gets good news presented to them anyway, and we continue down a path that is great, you know, great news there. But for the most part, I'm a little bit skeptical about committees. Somebody make a decision. Swafford, you're in charge. It's on you, dude. We're playing or we're not playing. You know? Get. If it's a true advisory group, then let them advise you. But don't let them make policies. You're the one making the policy. You decide. You're the commissioner. You make the choice. So I hope that's coming out of all that. In summary, John, is it safe to say that what I've been preaching here for about the past 3 weeks at least is we're over the hump on this thing. We're on the downside of this thing from a sports standpoint, and we're in the planning. We already saw it this past weekend in golf and in NASCAR. We're going to see NASCAR tomorrow night, more golf this weekend. PGA Tour's coming back. Major League Baseball ever get their ducks in a row, maybe. But college football players are coming back to campuses soon, working out soon, and we're on the bottom side of this thing. Maybe we're on the back side of this thing, and there appears to be light at the end of the tunnel. Fair enough?
From a sports standpoint, absolutely.
Right.
You know, I'm not.
Well,
I'm not a health advocate. I can only speak on sports.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even pretend to be a medical expert. So, right. But from a sports standpoint, reading what you sent me and everything we've talked about, I mean, this is as positive as I've felt from a sports standpoint since March 13th.
Yeah, yeah. When we come back, let's talk about what Texas, New York, and California have decided about professional sports. Also, we'll tell you about what the USGA has decided. And I can understand what the USGA did. We'll talk about that just a little bit. Finally, in this hour, in the third segment, we'll talk about fans again and this fans in the stands. We'll talk about that a little bit here as well. Love to hear from you. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Hey, guys. Hey, we're back up. We're cutting hair. We're getting our hairs cut now.
Hallelujah.
We're getting our hair did now. Go to Roosters. Guys, you get that mop cut off, buddy. Let's take care of it. Roosters was going to treat you. They're going to make sure that you look good and smell good, feel good, get that beard trimmed up. Get all that nasty hair off the back of your neck and out of your ears and off the beard, off the lower part of the neck, and get trimmed up and looking nice, man. Looking great. At RoostersMGC.com, that's Men's Grooming Center. Sorry, ladies, you got to go to your places. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, 884-8920, 884-8920. For great friends off of Pelham Road and Roosters. Short break. What is New York, California, and Texas doing, and what is the USGA doing right after this?
Hello, sports fans. This is Bosey Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. Just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
In the midst of the coronavirus outbreak, State Credit Union remains committed to the safety of their employees and members, as well as their financial service needs. They have strict sanitizing protocols in place for their branch locations and have services in place to assist members from the convenience of their homes. Their online and mobile banking, telephone teller, online loan application, and remote deposit service remain available to help their members 24/7. Please visit their website at scscu.com for more information. That's scscu.com. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, have you heard that Lakeside Lodge Clemson is officially open? Lakeside Lodge is a one-of-a-kind condo hotel with the best resort amenities and unbelievable views of both Lake Hartwell and Death Valley. Whether you're looking for an upscale short-term stay or you're in the market for a none of the stress but all of the comforts of condo ownership, Lakeside Lodge is the perfect place for you. To find out more, go to LakesideLodgeClemson.com. Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Warm weather is ahead. That means look out for those summer thunderstorms we see in the upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Pro Power Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Out of Bounds is fast-paced. Can you keep up? Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich. Weekdays from noon to 3 on The Roar.
John, I had a competition this past weekend. Drake wakes us up early Saturday morning, and we're getting preparing for in-laws coming to town. And Mary said, "Yeah, let's clean up the house." So, like 7 o'clock in the morning, we're opening up windows, vacuuming, and mopping, and cleaning up, and everything. So, I told you I've been on this big Led Zeppelin kick for the last couple of weeks, at least, and I just wanted to compare the Stones and Led Zeppelin, and went through it. Man, I tell you what, Rolling Stones in there too, buddy. It's close. Been doing it longer. Same amount of hits or whatever, but now Zeppelin sold more albums, but Rolling Stones have been doing it longer. A bunch of hits in there.
I have one question, though.
What's that?
Did the Rolling Stones have Jimmy Page playing guitar?
I have Keith Richards playing guitar.
Did they have Jimmy Page playing the guitar?
Ron Wood.
Did they have Jimmy Page?
No.
I'm going Zeppelin.
Okay.
I'm not trying to, downplay the Rolling Stones here. That would be a ludicrous thing for me to do. But I will, if I'm picking one, I'm going Zeppelin.
It's close, man.
Oh, it's close.
So close.
But I mean, Mick Jagger's great, so is Robert Plant. I don't know. I've always been more of a Zeppelin guy.
I've always been more of a Stones guy, but Zeppelin's made a little move for me as of late. If you just want to downplay the Rolling Stones, which you said you didn't.
I'm not trying to. No, I am more of a Zeppelin guy than a Stones guy.
All right, give me 45 seconds, okay?
All right.
Paint It Black, Start Me Up, Beast of Burden, Sympathy for the Devil, Satisfaction, Miss You, Beast of Burden, Angie.
Beast of Burden's so good, they said it twice?
Yeah. Brown Sugar, Wild Horses, Honky Tonk Women, Give Me Shelter. Under My Thumb, Waiting on a Friend, Jumpin' Jack Flash. I mean, She's a Rainbow, Brown Sugar, Emotional Rescue, Sympathy for the Devil. Man, there's just so many. So many. 19th Nervous Breakdown.
Like I said, I am not trying to downplay the Stones. I'm not trying to downplay the Stones.
It's tough.
I'm just more
of
a Zeppelin guy.
She's a Rainbow. It's tough. So anyway, had that this weekend.
Maybe we'll sprinkle on some Stones here the rest of the show at some point in time.
I mean, dude, it's got some great, great guitar riffs and great, I don't know. Anyway.
See if the internet has any Rolling Stones on there.
Oh, it's got a few, I hope. All right, let me get to you what the USGA, what the states of California and Texas and New York are now doing. According to ESPN, governors from New York, California, and Texas said yesterday that professional sports could resume in respective states in the near future. All major league sports have been shut down since March because of the COVID-19, as you know. Cuomo in New York said he's encouraging major sports teams in the state to plan to reopen without fans. Now, I'm sure he did it with some really cool PowerPoints, and he spoke very elegantly about it.
Well played.
Hockey, basketball, baseball, and football, whoever can reopen, we're ready, willing, and able partner, Cuomo said. I think it's the best interest of all the people and the best interest of the state of New York. Gavin Newsom, kind of a 180 on this one. Gavin Newsom said that sports could resume without fans in his state as soon as, quote, first week or so of June, unquote. Speaking at his daily news conference, Newsom said that sports could return, quote, without spectators and with modifications and very prescriptive conditions, unquote, if number of coronavirus cases and hospitalizations in the state continue to decrease. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said professional sports without fans could resume at the end of May. In addition, he said Little League Baseball can resume play. Hip, hip, hooray, Abbott. With parents watching under social distancing guidelines. Major League Baseball is in talks with players on a plan to restart the season, and the NFL released its schedule early this month, as you know. Cuomo said, quote, personal disclosure, I want to watch the Buffalo Bills. Well, makes one of you. So governors in Florida and Arizona have announced their states were open to have pro sports resume as well. This is a little bit different. And I told you this would happen, John. You know, I've been so right on so many things on this thing. I've been wrong less than Fauci on some of this. No, I've been so right on some of these things on here, John. Because I told you what would happen here is you would come out and say, we're not doing this. Newsom is an example in California. We're going to not do this, not do this, not do this. He's going to hear from his constituents saying, well, wait a minute. What about the Lakers? What about the Clippers? What about the Rams? What about the Chargers? What about the Dodgers? What about the Angels? What about the Giants? What about the 49ers? We got to have this stuff. And so the pressure would be there. And the other thing that's going to happen, and we told you this, and this is not an original thought, but we told you, Lance Burnett sent me this, that you got some FOMO in there. Let me get this right. You say we can't play professional sports. Just last week you were down on this idea. And Florida and Arizona say, hey, professional sports teams, if you want to play, you can play. The Florida, DeSantis at Florida says, you want to play in the swamp? Come on over. We'll have you play in the swamp. What happens? Newsom does a 180. Pulls the okey-doke. Oh, no, 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 no. You can start playing here. You can start playing here. You can start playing here. John, did I not tell you this was going to happen?
Did we
not hit this a home run on this thing?
It's a nice Aaron Judge over a right field wall.
See ya.
Flirting with the upper deck. All rise.
Remember when Mr. Orr played the guy that was it was a spoof, I think. But when somebody hit a home run on the highlights, he'd say, hepatitis, see you later.
That is such a Zach Orr joke.
Oh, man.
But I have a great Zach Orr story for you real quick.
All right.
Homeboy goes back to work for the first time since COVID-19 yesterday.
Yeah.
They're only allowing certain people in.
Yeah.
So they didn't tell him, you know, his normal attire is a shirt and tie every day.
Right.
Nobody had the heart to tell him that until they're full capacity back that it's a casual Friday moving forward. So Zach Orr's the only guy roaming around with a necktie yesterday.
I heard he showed up for an interview in a bow tie and a tuxedo. Ketchup? Is that a ketchup? Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, the tuxedo seemed kind of messed up now.
I hope you helped him with the whole Pam Pan dilemma over there.
With two D's? Is that what it is?
So we were right. We were 100% right on this thing. That the political pressure of professional sports. Remember just last week, John, we were saying Southern Cal's not going to be able to practice. Southern Cal's not, the Pac-12's not going to play football. Now Newsom is playing June the 1st in California. Professional sports teams without fans, you can play.
Meanwhile, my sister lives in L.A., can't leave her house until August.
But isn't that a 100%
A week ago, we were sitting here talking about how, you know, is the Pac-12 going to play in the spring?
Yeah.
Because everyone else is going to play in the fall, but there's no way that, you know, they said the earliest they were going to do anything was October.
And didn't we warn you on this show that that's not going to hold water, that the pressure's going to come, that there'll be some phone calls made? Remember this very early in this process. I learned this, man. Very early in this process, they tried to shut down golf in North Carolina and Georgia. There's pressure to do that. like we did here in some areas. Anyway, and with Augusta National, with Peachtree, with East Lake, with Atlanta Country Club, Atlanta Athletic Club, with Wade Hampton, with Quail Hollow, and these members, they made a couple of phone calls and went, nah, you know what? We're going to keep social distancing in golf. We're not going to shut down golf. So this is what happened here, that some owners, some big-time people made some big-time phone calls and said, you know what, Newsom, you probably need to do the old okey-doke on this one.
And I'm pretty sure it was, leading the charge was the owner of the Los Angeles Rams, who is severely in debt with this new stadium.
Yes. Billions of dollars.
Billions of dollars, because they have to put in, you know, like earthquake prevention stuff in the stadium that they didn't account for.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I saw somewhere they said it was going to be 1 to 2, and now it may be close to 6.
Unbelievable.
The cost of the stadium.
Some smart person comes up with earthquake prevention materials, you know, or designs.
Yeah.
That's a pretty smart person.
They took a different path than we do. We're like, we could talk sports or, you know, make billions saving stadiums. I think we'll talk sports because, you know, sports will never go away.
Yeah.
Little did we know.
Yeah, good point.
Little did we know.
But this played out exactly how we said it was going to play out last week. Now, with that said, again, there's some stipulations in there. To me, and I might be the only guy in the world thinking this, to me, Cuomo and Newsom doing a 180 is not a shock and not major news. It was going to be political pressure anyway. It's going to be public pressure. It's going to be Bills fans calling Cuomo going, hey, dude, what the hell are you doing over there? Let's play, you know.
Tom Brady's gone. It's our first shot at the East in 20 years. We're playing football.
We're playing. So that doesn't surprise me at all. You know the best news of this whole thing was?
What's that?
Is Little League Baseball.
We literally just got a text here that said, good news, Dixie Youth Baseball is starting back up next week in Williamston and Belton.
It makes no sense. Little kids aren't dying all over the world. Little kids aren't dying. Little kids are you know what they're dying of? Not dying. They're sitting there bored to their out of their mind. They're sitting there, and I told you before, remember we had Jason Dawsey on the show, and we're like, dude, what would it be like for someone to tell you can't play baseball when you're 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old? What would that look like in your household? So little kids were bored to tears, and now they get to go play baseball. They weren't getting sick. Little kids aren't dying from it. Under the age of 24, got a better chance of being struck by lightning. And yet, we decided we weren't going to play baseball, Little League Baseball. Come on, man. I'm glad we're back on this. Good job, Greg Abbott. Good job, South Carolina. Good job, Dixie Youth. Good job on this. Let's get the kids playing baseball again. Let's get the kids playing soccer again. Let's get the kids playing basketball again. The kids aren't at risk like they are the old people anyway. So let the kids go play, man. Let's open up our parks. Let's open up. Let's get the thing done. Let's use a little bit of common sense, a little bit of liability and the fear of, well, what happens? Do you realize what would happen? No, it's not happening, and it hadn't happened, and it's not going to happen. So let's let the kids play, man. The kids go out and be kids again. You cramped them up in your house by not letting them go to school. Now let's let them at least play some baseball. Play some basketball, play some soccer.
More importantly, get them out of the house for a couple hours so parents can get some sanity back.
Exactly. Remember when Bart Simpson, Marge said, Bart, how many hours a day do you watch television? He goes, 7, 8 if something good's on. She says, so Bart, don't you ever feel like going outside and playing and getting some fresh air? And he goes, yeah, but what are you going to do? Get the kids outside, man. Let them play. They're not getting sick. Let them play. So good news there. Good news there. Bad news on the USGA, though. And I understand it. I don't like it. The United States Golf Association canceled the qualifying for all the remaining championships of this year. That affects several friends of mine. And they know that on the schedule, and they cut, by the way, other championships. They will play 4 championships this year. They're going to play the U.S. Open. They're going to play the U.S. Women's Open. They're going to play the U.S. Amateur and the U.S. Women's Amateur. everything else, the way I understand, everything else is gone. So no senior am, no senior women's am, no four ball. They've already announced that. No mid am four ball, no mid am, none of that. So they're going to play the U.S. Open, U.S. Women's Open, U.S. Amateur, U.S. Women's Amateur. And but only in the exemptions. There will be no qualifying for any of those, which is typically about 10,000 people try to qualify for the U.S. Open through local qualifying. And so does that mean that it's going to be smaller fields? I guess it's going to be smaller fields now because only those that were exempt will play in the U.S. Open. I understand it. But it's a lot to do, a lot of exemptions all around the country. I don't know. I get what they're trying to do there. It's a shame. We miss the mid-am. We miss all these other tournaments out this way. But it's a different year, I guess. So fully exempt as far as USGA is concerned. Interesting stuff there. John Hite, when we come back, fans at games. I got a couple of conversations yesterday with different thoughts on it. We'll talk about that coming back. In case you missed our last segment, we told you that Clemson is among several schools that are planning on bringing their football players back in the next few weeks. And several of the southern schools are making those plans at this point in time that they will have football players back on campus in the month of June at several spots across the southeast. That's what we kind of reported here this morning. When we come back, also want to touch on that. Touch on Furman dropping baseball. What a shame. What an absolute shame. Hate seeing that. Our friends at Harbin Lumber, remember the number 353-5053, 353-5053. Let Harbin Lumber take care of all of your building needs. If you are doing your own home, building your own home, if you're subbing it out, if you're doing any kind of renovation where you're subbing it out, you can buy the materials from them. They've got a finance right there, a department right there that's going to take care of you. This is what our builders are doing anyway. So talk to them about that. Talk to them also about the installed services, the cabinets, that Weston's people come in and do that for you. All of our interior doors, all of our hardware in our home, all of it came from my great friends over at Harbin Lumber. And every delivery was in full, on time, every single time. With the customer service, going to wow you, going to knock your socks off. Great products, great prices, good people. And that's how you do it for 100, going on 105 years. HarbinLumber.com, Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. Much more when you return after this.
Big Zach's Fireworks in Anderson is having a huge Memorial Day sale now through Monday. Get all your favorite fireworks to celebrate Memorial Day weekend. Big Zach's has plenty of fireworks at their two convenient locations, both right off Highway 85 in Anderson, 4604 Clemson Boulevard, and 4512 Highway 81. Big Zach's carries all the latest fireworks as well as your traditional favorites. Celebrate Memorial Day weekend and light up the sky at Big Zach's Memorial Day sale now through Monday.
Crute LED display signs and virtual scoreboards offer peak performance with programmable, full-color, vivid LED screens at an affordable price. With multiple sizes available and carrying a 5-year warranty, Crute LED displays allow you to create your own custom message that is certain to resonate with your audience. Your business, church, or school can afford a multifunctional LED display sign. Let Crute LED show you how. KRUT-LED.com or call 401-8156.
Flattening the curve has quickly become a new buzz phrase in our daily lives. At JanPro of the Western Carolinas, their goal is to help your business stay ahead of the curve by ensuring a safe and clean environment for your customers and your employees. JanPro of the Western Carolinas performs a thorough evaluation of your business and then goes to work with infection prevention in the following manner. Using EnviroShield, an electrostatic disinfectant spray, performing deep cleans at your business, using hospital-grade disinfectants, utilizing cross-contamination prevention, cleaning with flat mops, and installing HEPA filter vacuums, which trap nearly 100% of particles. Infection prevention is what JanPro of the Western Carolinas is in business to do for your business. Call 864-458-3053. Be prepared, gain knowledge, and move forward with JanPro of the Western Carolinas, 864-458-3053.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Even in these challenging times, Parham Smith and Archinold, a medical malpractice law firm in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Charleston, is still accessible during regular business hours. Call and they can arrange video conferencing to assist with your medical malpractice concerns. The health and well-being of your family is paramount, and Parham Smith and Archinold is dedicated to ensuring you're taken care of. Parham Smith and Archinold, call 242-9008. Online at parhamlaw.com. That's parhamlaw.com.
Right now, the world feels different as we stay apart to make sure we can safely come back together. Till then, there is something you can do without even leaving your home. Respond to the 2020 census online, by phone, or by mail. The census impacts where hundreds of billions in federal funding will go for things like hospitals, schools, and roads. Now is the time to go to 2020census.gov. It's as easy as it is important. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
No time to call in? Hit us up on the Health Dare text line. 864-986-1566. From The Roar.
Not a bad argument. It is not a bad argument.
Never. I've seen the Rolling Stones in concert. I never saw Led Zeppelin in concert, so.
I wish I could say I'd seen either, but I haven't seen either.
Very good stuff. Hey, great news from Engineered Sleep. Right now, 15% off everything. Their showroom is closed. I think they're opening back up. Matter of fact, I need to make sure they might have opened back up here, but 60-day sleep night trial for you. So there's no risk. And the folks at Engineer Sleep would love to talk to you about your next mattress. I had someone called me the other day and said, Mickey, we bought our third Engineered Sleep mattress for our house. Isn't that great? That they've got three. We only have one now. I'm going to get in touch with Jay and David's orders on my outdoor furniture. I've got a little L-shaped outdoor couch or sofa. And the cushions aren't very good on it. I need some Engineer Sleep cushions on there because they custom make any size. So think about that. It's our great friends at Engineer Sleep, engineeredsleep.com. 15% off everything right now and a 60-night sleep trial, engineeredsleep.com. We got the awful news yesterday, John, that Furman has decided to drop baseball, also drop lacrosse. Lacrosse is a big deal at Furman because of there's some schools in Greenville County that play it, and I noticed they had some nice fans out that way, and it was the men's lacrosse program was cut, by the way. Did they have a women's lacrosse program there?
I'm not sure. Maybe a field hockey? I'm not sure.
I don't know. Do women play lacrosse? I don't know. Anyway, there were some quotes yesterday. Monty Lee on Twitter said, I can't imagine how Brett Harker, the baseball coach at Furman, and his staff feel right now, along with the players. Tremendous people, devastating news all across the great state. Enjoyed and being involved with Furman baseball is in our prayers, or everyone in Furman baseball is in our prayers. It's unsettling to know that the nation's pastime, which is not really the nation's pastime anymore, is suffering like this. Baseball has struggled at the collegiate level for years due to lack of funding anyway. We put baseball in this 11.7 stranglehold. It was 13. We had to drop 10% to Title IX. In the 70s, we dropped this down, and we handcuff ourselves in this anyway. Well, I just told you Bradley Lee Croy has talked on the show here, Clemson baseball assistant coach, talked about how Major League Baseball is now depending on college baseball more than ever. We're cutting the number of draft picks. We're cutting the number of high school kids that are going. We're cutting the number of minor league baseball teams. And they're kind of using college baseball as a minor leagues. I think it's time for major leagues to kind of supplement it, at least to a certain extent, somehow, some way. Or it's time for the powers to be to come in and recognize that baseball is important at a lot of places. Again, let me be clear on this, John. I'm not close to Furman's structure. I'm not close to Furman's athletic structure. I'm not close to the individuals that are making decisions. So I don't know anything about this. But I am told through a couple of Furman fans and friends that mismanagement is and bad decisions and bad leadership have been an issue up and down the campus for a while now. And I don't know these. Again, I'm only repeating what has been told to me. So I can't specifically point to those now. And I was listening to conversations. But I know that there's some disgruntled Furman people about this. I go back to when Todd Satterfield was a men's golf coach and they dropped the men's golf program and Todd busted his butt to get the funding back and had to call on former players to get endowments and things on these lines to get the program back. I don't know if that's going to happen at Furman baseball. I doubt that. But this is sad that a very, very proud program. And for you soccer folks, look, it could have been soccer. I was told yesterday that soccer was on the table as well, but they chose baseball and lacrosse instead of soccer. Part of it, I think it's clear that part of this decision is the COVID-19 stuff and some schools that will be having to make cuts across the board. We've already seen it at Akron. We told you we were going to see it at East Carolina. We're seeing it at Power Five conferences are going to make these tough decisions about sports and about what sports are dropped, which ones aren't. Part of it is not being able to sustain a model and the escalating costs around a lot of parts of academia anyway. With that said, I wonder what was mismanaged and what was not budgeted right. And I'm not telling you had to budget for pandemics out there. I'm not that smart or not that accusatory where I've got to go and say hindsight tells you you should have been prepared for this. But on the other side of it, if you're that fragile to begin with, then maybe some planning could have been in place before. So bottom line, John, to me is I've seen Furman baseball play a bunch of games in the past, specifically over here at Clemson, and I think this is an absolute shame that not only that we're losing it, but this won't be the last that we're losing.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think that we're going to see more sports cut throughout, and I mean, you mentioned my East Carolina Pirates are probably going to be cutting one or two sports, and they definitely need to for the horrible financial situation that former administrations have put them in. It's a shame when you see young people's dreams cut short at individual universities because of this. It's just a shame.
Mm. There's a couple of bubbles out there anyway. I think the academia bubble, the secondary education bubble, is pretty clear that it's a pretty fine line that secondary education right now is walking anyway. And then the college athletic bubble is out there. I mean, we're paying coaches millions and millions across football and basketball and these TV contracts and that's out there, and the trickle down from that. It's interesting that this is a trickle down kind of a deal to Furman, but to me, we do have some pretty big bubbles hanging over our head right now. I can't speak to, and I've had 10 conversations with friends that are in academia about the academic bubble and about what secondary education might look like in 5 years or 10 years, or what might cause that bubble to burst. I can't speak to that. I can speak to more of the sports bubble and the TV bubble and the college athletic model that we're using right now. Just arms races. We're putting in cryotherapy labs and putting together putt-putt courses and wiffle ball fields, and at the same time we're cutting baseball. I mean, That doesn't seem right to me. The other side of it is that the same legislative body, the NCAA, that limited college baseball anyway, that handcuffed college baseball anyway, the 11.7 scholarships, now says that the quarterback can go out and make $1 million on endorsements. John, am I wrong in thinking that somehow, some way, we've got our priorities mixed up a little bit, that we're going to pass legislation? And this is not hypothetical now. A couple weeks ago, I read you the article about a couple of the marketing firms across the country saying that based upon the number of Instagram followers you have and your YouTube channel could look like, that Trevor Lawrence, if it was in place this year, Trevor Lawrence could make $1 million on endorsements playing college football this year. And yet, that number would exceed the $850,000 that parents are playing for the kids to play baseball at Clemson because of the partial scholarships, 11.7. John, am I, the same legislative body thinks those two are okay? Like, don't we have some priorities out of whack right now where the quarterback potentially could make more money than the quarterback coach in college athletics, and at the same time, we're dropping sports all over the place as a result of legislation? Do we have some misguided priorities here?
Yeah. But unfortunately, nothing we can do about it.
No.
I mean, I don't think that's the way it should be done right now. But, you know, I obviously I don't have a say in the matter. I think it's a bad look that we're cutting programs at some schools by yet, you know, paying the players at others. It'd be one thing if Furman was having to cut their baseball program while their starting quarterback was making $1 million. If this both were happening at the same university, it would be absolutely bonkers. But yeah. I mean,
the other news that came out of Furman yesterday, the president takes a voluntary 20% salary reduction, 10% salary reduction among the vice presidents, athletic director, head coaches for football and men's basketball, and other highly compensated employees. 5.5% reduction of operating budgets for the next fiscal year. Reduction of 2.5% points in Furman's contribution to employees' retirement plans. Summer furloughs for employees with diminished workloads, and 2 weeks of furloughs for all employees to be taken during the next fiscal year. Furman's Human Resource Office will assist furlough employees, retain their health benefits, and apply for unemployment and other assistance. Discontinuing the baseball and men's lacrosse programs immediately and reducing the total number of athletic scholarships by over 45 for the next 5 years, with reduction across multiple sports. This isn't just soccer. I mean, this isn't just lacrosse and baseball. They're going to reduce scholarships in other sports over the next 5 years. I mean, you don't manage your money right, so we're going to take away opportunities for kids. That's one thing that always gets me, through the intended and unintended consequences. Were you over budget? Yeah. Yeah, you're over budget. Were you in financial trouble? Yeah. What this means is you're going to take away 45 scholarships over the next 5 years across multiple sports. As a result, that's 45 opportunities for kids you're going to take away from them. Mismanagement.
That's why I'm so angry about the East Carolina thing, is it's former people that aren't even there anymore.
No.
That they've run out of job. But yeah, they're going to have to shut down 1 to 2 sports because people who were fired for being bad at their jobs caused such a horrible financial burden on the university. It's a shame. It really is.
I hate it. Kids got to transfer out now if you still want to play baseball. And that's the thing about baseball, too. Look at Furman. What's a half scholarship at Furman worth? And what were you still paying to play there at Furman? I mean, a lot of these kids are still paying a lot of money to go to school there. Not even that. There's some high school sophomore right now that has nothing to do with anything over there that their dream is to go play basketball or baseball or lacrosse or football or whatever, soccer at Furman. But that opportunity is not going to be there for them because it's going to be one of the 45 scholarships that's cut over the next 5 years. How about all the employees over there that their retirement now, being furloughed now? I don't know, man. I hate to see it. Always pulled for Furman, always liked Furman, but boy, they've got some major issues going on over there right now. Bad stuff. After Tony Morrell, I'm going to get into a couple of conversations I had about fans at games. I think this is going to be, John, is it safe to say we're going to have college football this fall?
Yes.
Okay. So we're kind of getting over that hurdle. Next hurdle I think we turn attention to is, what does the game look like? What's the stands look like? We're kind of getting that in our next hour. First, though, we'll talk to Tony Morrell. Gamecocks are getting ready to come back. School plans. Let's go over some recruiting stuff with them. Go over some personnel stuff with him. Some staff stuff with Tony. To kind of get in that a little bit as well. Our friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists, 404-8158, 404-8158. A company that is innovative. I love this idea that, you know, this high-performance epoxy base, 100 pounds of chips. I mean, there's things they do differently than anybody else does. One of the problems you DIY people do is you don't put chips down in your garage. And if you do, you don't put 100 pounds of chips down in your garage. And when you seal it, it just makes it look awesome. It gives it that definition and helps you in so many ways. The other thing that I love, the innovative part of this is that on every single job site, one of the owners is going to be there. Daniel and Emmanuel Parham, twins, I can't tell them apart. But they're going to be there at every single job site. And so that makes a difference. They can take on more work, but they don't want to sacrifice the quality because there's two of them and they're going to be on every single site and make sure everything goes right for the customer in the end. I love that idea. We love our garage floor. It looks amazing. It's been slip resistant, stain resistant. We had a spill the other day. I spilled a little Diet Coke out here. What did we do? We don't have a stain there now. We wiped it up and it's gone. And we put some Windex or some Lysol down there and it's all gone now. It's great. We love it. No concrete dust. No oil stains right now. So our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specials. Let Tim Worley talk to you about a no obligation deal. Just seeing if they can help you out in your garage. You companies, are you looking for great showrooms or foyers or work areas or kitchen space or anything like that? 404-8158, 404-8158. Tony Morrell up next. We're going to talk South Carolina football staff and recruiting and all that when you return for more.